Welcome to Stop the Presses. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who is out covering an important breaking news story. He will be back on Wednesday, and he's bringing you a special show to dissect Finland's phony fake news initiative. So that's going to be a very interesting show on Wednesday, and Mark will also be back on Friday, where he brings on Ron Avery to explore the corruption of our professionals, whether it's law, media, medicine, and architecture and art. So make sure you tune in to Stop the Presses for these exciting episodes coming up on Wednesday and Friday. Now, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about our founding fathers, Greek medicine, and naturopathy. Now, folks, we all know the tyranny of the powers that be is upon us, but I'm here to tell you that we, the people, still have the power. Don't forget that. But we are at war, fighting for our rights, our freedoms, and the very heart and soul of the United States of America. If you want to win this battle, preserving our Constitution and our freedoms, then you have to protect yourself and your property from the widespread tyranny of the mainstream police state and medical system. You have to be aware of what's going on. Many people have lost their possessions to authorities who will confiscate their property, their house, or their car in a legal maneuver called the criminal justice system. You know, they call it asset forfeiture. Okay? Many people have lost their children when their parents refuse to give them vaccines or medications. Then, you know, CPS, Child Protective Services, come and takes them away. Many people have also lost their organs by agreeing to surgical procedures after they were convinced it was all necessary to stay alive. Was it really necessary? Okay, just remember this. Once they get your property, once they get your kids, once they get, you know, your organs, basically they're all gone for most of these cases, and you'll never see them again. The turning point occurred in my life when the doctor's orders are given to take my liver, and they said if I did not give the liver transplant, that, you know, and get the drug therapy, that I'd die in several months. No question about it. They said, you got to get this transplant. Well, when I refused both the transplant and the drugs, they said I was going to die, and they pronounced me as being delirious, okay? So that's where that came from, and I've always refused the vaccines, and now we know that the vaccines are dangerous. So you see, I never wanted to be a victim of the medical tyranny, or any tyranny for that matter. I made the choice of keeping my organs and staying off all drugs in 1992 because I wanted to operate with a whole body and a sound mind. I knew if I got that transplant and they took my liver, that my life would dramatically change. A never-ending weekly and monthly cycle of drugs, doctor's visits, and medical exams would surely prevail. What kind of life is that? Before long, I would be scooter-bound and have a handicap tag on my car, assuming that after a decade or so, I'd still be alive and that I could still drive. Now, I ask you again, what kind of life is that? I don't want to live my life in a scooter. That's worse than being on your knees, especially if the battery goes dead. Even George Washington, you know, that's what I remembered when they said, you got to get a liver transplant. I remember what George Washington, our founding father and first president, said, I'll die on my feet before I live on my knees. And that's exactly how I felt when I said I had to, when they said that you had to get the liver transplant. I totally agree with George, our first president, because I chose not to be a victim of a grisly organ transplant. Okay, so just to let you know, a little background of last week, our host, our fearless leader, Mark Anderson last Wednesday on Stop the Presses show painted a very real picture of the incrementalization of the agenda of the left and how step by step they are systematically normalizing unethical medical practices. Now, you just heard I'm delirious and you know I'm not mainstream, but in my opinion, too many of these surgical operations and procedures done today are unnecessary, and I believe some are pure evil, some, you know, very extreme and not permitted just a few years ago. You know, like the unnecessary abortions, or, you know, that's evil, and the ridiculous sex change operations now. You know, but now the left and the Democrats want to push these extremes and these extreme operations and transplants and removals of babies, you know, before term to be routine and normal. Yuck. Man, that's horrible. They're trying to normalize it. So today, we're going to be talking about mainstream medicine. We're going to be talking about mainstream politics of the last three administrations. And I will contrast with ancient Greek and naturopathic medicine. I will show how they are taking away our choices and what we can do about it. I want the individual to have a chance to be in control of their own life. Today, people are getting upset because they're losing their freedoms, especially in their healthcare choices. Finally, I will show what mainstream naturopathy is, its flaws, and its benefits, and how we can make the most of it. Okay, so I'm here to help. I'm not here just to preach a fear pong and get everybody you know, all riled up and afraid. I want to give you solutions. Okay, so in America, more and more people are turning away from the established treatment therapies that society says is normal. That is what people are programmed to do today. Just give me the pill, you know, and, you know, get me the right drug or the right pill, and I'll be on my way. Our mindset is just to get that quick fix. But the thrill is gone when we can't afford it, or worse yet, when everything quits working, okay? The costs keep going up, and people never find an end to their search for a cure of their problems and diseases, when they always return to the revolving door of the doctor's office or hospital. It's very frustrating. Today, I want to explore what naturopathy and Greek medicine is and how it relates to our present political system. It astounds me that whenever I ask people about our founding fathers in ancient Greek medicine, that they don't even know. They don't even have a clue and can't even give me an answer. They just don't even know. I mean, why has it been so forgotten? Why does anybody really know? Well, I'm going to fill in a few blanks today. But there's some bigger mysteries that I also want to reveal and solve, and you will be amazed, so stay tuned. You will want to hear the whole show. So let's start with a few fundamentals. What is naturopathy? What is ancient Greek medicine? Well, naturopathy is a natural cure or a method of healing that employs various natural means to empower the individual to achieve the highest possible level of health. Although the term naturopathic medicine was not used until the late 19th century, its development and philosophical roots go back thousands of years, okay? Naturopathy draws on the healing wisdom in the history of many countries, including India with the Ayurvedic medicine, in China with the Taoism, and Greece with Hippocrates, okay? Now, central to all these historic sources of knowledge was seeing man as a whole, seeing man as body, mind, and spirit, where all three of these are in harmony to be healthy and well. If there's no harmony, then there is disease. And these traditions showed ways of using food, air, water, physical manipulation, music, to correct the imbalances and bring the whole body, mind, and spirit back into balance or homeostasis. Now, most Americans today recognize and are familiar with Chinese and Indian medicine with the use of herbal teas, essential oils, yoga, and massage. And they have embraced the rediscovery of natural healing, but many don't realize how much Greek medicine could help and play a major role. They don't understand how our country's freedoms were developed by our founding fathers from Greek thought, medicine, and many of their traditions. Our modern culture is missing this wisdom that founded our country, and we are letting it all slip away. Today's fast-paced techno-society has simply forgotten our ancient traditions. America was founded on Greek democracy, and many of these principles were later used in Rome, establishing a government system of a republic. Now, I see our country today and the powers that be forcing society to turn its back on its roots, forcing society to forget about, you know, what the Declaration of Independence and how it was written and so eloquently adopted and improved upon by our founding fathers like Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, and George Washington, just to name a few. This trend of turning our back on our foundations has also been so engaged that it also ignores the healing traditions of ancient Greek medicine that today has become unknown to the newer generations because it should not be forgotten. In my opinion, the core practices of Greek medicine is the best of naturopathy. That is needed today more than ever. Now, Greek medicine is the traditional indigenous holistic healing system of Western civilization. It was first codified and systemized by the Greek philosopher and physician Hippocrates in the 4th century BC and subsequently developed and expanded by other physicians of his day. Greek medicine was the original source and inspiration for many of the natural holistic and alternative medical systems that developed in Europe and the United States in the 18th and 19th century, which include homeopathy, naturopathy, chiropractic. The exemplary life and teachings of its founder, Hippocrates, have provided a shining source of inspiration to natural healers down through the ages. Much of our knowledge of Greek medicine came from the writings passed down from the Roman Empire. Rome took the best from Greece, including their form of government, art, medicine, philosophy, and made them all work in a more practical way, and in many cases, work better. Because the Roman Empire grew, soon Greece became a part of Rome. Many of the improvements Rome made to the Greek system of government became an inspiration for America's founding fathers, who studied brilliant leaders like Cicero, who was a statesman and debated in early Rome what was more useful, a democracy or a republic. It is sobering and even shocking how history repeats itself, where in today's society, many Americans are struggling with the same argument that Cicero so eloquently presented back in his day. In my opinion, the Democrats want to keep changing laws and society, whereas the Republicans want to hold on to the traditions of our country that was founded on. Thus, this is the representational form of government of the people bound by the guidelines of the Constitution. Today, more than ever, we need to look back at our history and take note of the pitfalls in Greece that we, especially the Democrats, are falling into right now. George Washington, again, our founding father and first president, said, "We should not look back unless it's to derive useful lessons from past errors and for the purpose of profiting by dearly bought experience." I'll repeat that. George Washington said, "We should not look back unless it's to derive useful lessons from the past errors and for the purpose of profiting by dearly bought experience." Again, George was right. Today, more than ever, we need to look at our history. Rome made interesting progress and corrections to many Greek shortcomings. Early Rome adapted the concept of representation by the people. However, later, there became a deeper distinction between the Greek and Roman legacies. Rome became rational about civic duties in society, where they developed a new code of order. This was the principle of the rule of law. The history of the Greek city-states was a history of turbulence and warfare. And those city-states were themselves either military tyrannies such as Sparta or direct democracies such as Athens. Now, tyranny and democracy are Greek words. Both have essentially the same connotations and outcomes that could lead to a lawless rule in which the citizen enjoys no protection against the government. According to another one of our founding fathers, back in 1787, he said, "Had every Athenian citizen been a Socrates," wrote James Madison in The Federalist, "every Athenian assembly would still have been a mob." I'll repeat that. James Madison said, "Had every Athenian citizen been a Socrates," he wrote in The Federalist, "every Athenian assembly would become a mob." And he was right. To be clear, Greece came up with brilliant thinkers, philosophers, mathematicians, unparalleled beauty in art, writing, innovative health and healing and architecture, but a form of government that could lead to tyranny or mob rule. Rome took the beauty, the mathematics, the ideas of healing, and so many other things, and gave the power back to the people, particularly the individual, to excel and develop themselves. A code was established that everyone followed, so society was stable, but this societal order facilitated for the individual to take pride and ambition to learn and to thrive in new skills and trades. It should be noted that in ancient Greece, they did establish a basic concept of the rule of law, particularly in the writings of Aristotle and others, but the history of ancient Greece, more precisely that of Athens, showed that these principles were more often betrayed than honored. There is no code for society actually put in place. Citizens in Athens did not have protection from government or aristocratic tyranny. Rome stood for the principle of law and was opposed to democracy. The Roman ideal was a society in which everyone was bound by reasonable, comprehensible rules, rather than being subject to the shifting, unpredictable will of the majority or the mob. In my opinion, that is what is happening to the left and the Democrats and what they're doing today. Just look at our House of Representatives. The shifting, unpredictable will of a few is swaying the whole Democratic Party and the House of Representatives to support their view. What the left seems to have forgotten or don't appreciate is our founding fathers used the best of both Greece and Rome to establish our United States of America. In 1776, in the newly formed United States of America, not only was the citizen to be heard, but the citizen has to fulfill their part and follow the code, and that code was the U.S., and the U.S. was the Constitution. So, we'll be right back with more about ancient Greek medicine.
A simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are back. I'm Johnny Delirious here, sitting in for Mark Anderson on Stop the Presses. Today I'm talking about our political system today, ancient Greek medicine, and naturopathy. I'm going to show how all of those relate. You're going to really appreciate this when you hear the rest of the story. You know, and I was just talking about our Constitution that was formed and written in 1776 and the United States of America, where every citizen is to be heard and every citizen has to fulfill their part and follow the code, and that code is the U.S. Constitution. But it seems that today's left-wing Democratic Party wants to keep changing the Constitution. They, you know, they're all the time talking about a Constitution convention. Or they want to just eliminate the Constitution altogether. They say it's out of date. Well, it's not out of date. It's definitely needed more than ever. And I see us making those same mistakes today that they made back in Greece. And, you know, the left keeps wanting to spread their lies and, you know, changing the Constitution. But really, the Constitution is not, it's more pertinent today than it ever was. Seriously, it is not out of date. It is just right on target. Even Cicero, the great Roman orator, you know, he said back in ancient Rome, any man can make mistakes, but only an idiot persists in his error. I'll repeat that. you know, Cicero said, the great Roman statesman said, any man can make mistakes, but only an idiot persists in his error. And in my opinion, I see many Democrats constantly making obvious mistakes, and today I think many of them are idiots. That's just my personal opinion, okay? So you just blame it on Johnny. Johnny called Democrats idiots, okay? Not all of them, but in my opinion, many of them, okay? It's the same old battle then as it is now, you know, in Cicero's day, whether it's a democracy or a republic. You know, are you a Democrat or a Republican? Okay? Cicero had the same argument. He argued that democracy could lead to mob rule. And pretty soon, you know, the mob takes over. And the republic gives a representational form of government, and Cicero really pushed that in, and so did our founding fathers. So important. Our Constitution is more valid today than it ever was. Okay? But how does this all relate to naturopathy and ancient Greek medicine? So hang in there with me, because right now I'm going for the big enchilada, okay? So stay tuned. You got to hear how I'm going to put these all together. You're going to really love it. Because nobody, when I ask them about ancient Greek medicine, like I was saying earlier in the show, they don't have a clue. I'm asking about, you know, what they did in Rome and our founding fathers, and many of these young people don't have any idea. But in ancient Greece, they had doctors, and they had healers, like Hippocrates, okay? And sick people went to their clinics. In Rome, it was the head of each household that was the healer, okay? If a sickness occurred in the family, then the father or the head of the household, or maybe it was grandpa or whatever, they were the ones that took care, because they were learning, and they learned. You know, they, many of the people in Rome, the citizens of Rome, were very literate. So even the wealthy Romans, they were the most healthy, and many elite Romans would import Greek doctors as their slaves, and those Greek physicians took care of the health needs of the aristocratic household. You know, like I was saying earlier, you know, the Greek citizen didn't have the checks and balances and rights. And all of a sudden, when Rome took over, boom, if they wanted somebody, they could just confiscate you. You know, if they wanted a doctor, they would just take them. And you had no rights at all. Then you became a slave. But in this case, these aristocrats in Rome said, no, this guy's learning. He's going to be a doctor in our house. And so, yeah, they were slaves, but of course, they probably had the good life because they were the doctors. So in Rome, as a society, the rich and the poor both participated in the public baths. Not just the elite had health, but the rich and the poor participated in public baths, where there's steam, where there was massage, where there was hot and cold hydrotherapy. So public life in Rome was one of sound health and good hygiene. If someone got sick, then healing and health care was performed in their home. In Greece, there were healing centers or clinics where the sick people would go. They had to find a remedy or directions to follow from the doctor for their healing. Only the ancient Greek athletes who competed in Olympic Games had the extra privileges, and their guilds, you know, had the best food and health choices, but not the regular citizen in Greece. In Rome, all the citizens believed in staying fit and having a strong constitution. It was not just the chosen elite like the Olympic athletes in the Greek game. So we'll get right back to it, the difference between Greek and Rome, our modern era, and what we have to look forward to. I'll give you some real tips on how you can take your rights back yourself. Right back after these messages.
Nothing novel in your fate. Christ, what have you done?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. This is Johnny Delirious, naturopathic doctor. I'm here sitting in for Mark Anderson, and today I'm talking about Greek medicine, ancient Greek medicine, naturopathy. Today's politics, how it all relates to our ancient roots of Greece and Rome, and how our founding fathers utilized the best of Greek and Roman culture and politics. They saw a lot of errors, and they avoided those errors when they formed our constitution. So, you know, and I'm trying to show that in early Greece, in Athens and so forth, the people, they had to go to a clinic to get health care. They didn't really know how to do it unless they went to the clinic. But in Rome, you know, each head of each household, they were in charge of the health care of the family of that household. But also in Rome, all citizens believed in staying fit and having a strong constitution. It was not just for the chosen elite, okay? It seems that in Greece, there were just a few experts, and then the rest of society were just regular citizens. In other words, they didn't learn anything. They would go to the experts if they wanted to find out something. The regular citizen in Greece had their individual jobs to make a living, but if they needed direction about what to do in their life, that is only, you know, passed down, that's passed down from the philosophers, okay? Therefore, the citizen would not exactly think for themselves, but they would, go to the philosophers and go to the forum and listen to the philosophers and throw a question, and then there would be a debate and new arguments in the forum from the philosophers. And if they had real problems in their life, then, of course, they would find a solution to an exact problem. Then the Greek citizen would go to a soothsayer for particular ideas on making decisions in their life. And if they're, if they're bored, they'd go to the theater. Okay. So the Greek citizen was to enjoy the arts and hear what was going on, but not so much think for themselves. The philosophers did that, and the artists did that, and they had the elite, and then the regular citizens, and the regular citizens in Greece didn't really, they weren't really self-reliant. But the contrast in Rome, whereas, Rome, every citizen had the desire to excel in many areas and become an expert in their own right. They were learned. They were well read. They had writing. Okay, they could read and they learned writing, and that included being healthy with exercise and the right food and studying philosophy and science themselves. In Greece, it was more of a dependent mentality, and for the citizen in Rome, it was more of a self-reliant and personal development mentality. Today, more than ever, more and more, I see the younger generation and the Democrats on the left acting like the early Greek citizens in Athens, not developing themselves, and the mainstream trend is to promote that, the mainstream's promoting this. This is, with all the smart devices, okay? They're promoting with this utopia vision, you can keep alive, they look at their elite heroes like and being hypnotized by their movie stars and sensational entertainment and dependence on drugs and governmental programs. But on the right side, our American society, those right wingers, they want to preserve the republic. They want to have more self-reliance and less government control and eliminate tyranny and to be more independent. This self-care and development approach is very much what naturopathy is all about, being healthy yourself. Now, if you want more self-reliance and less control from government, then you may want to utilize the principles of naturopathy and take care of your body. The Romans avidly studied the great Greek healers like Hippocrates, what he practiced. I mean, there are writings. That's where we learned about Hippocrates, is from, Roman writings, because every citizen studied, they studied the texts, and consequently, each head of the Roman household adapted these therapies. Thus, in Rome, their thought was to be as skilled, for the head of the household was to be as skilled as Hippocrates in home health care, and therefore there's no reason to go to a clinic. Hippocrates' wisdom was not just isolated to just him or just a few doctors, but many citizens in Rome were well-read and knew and had these skills and knowledge themselves. So the Roman way was everyone could learn these principles. This is the core difference between modern-day naturopathy of the last 180 years and the modern medical system of the last 60 years, okay? The cornerstone of naturopathic practice is not just to facilitate healing, but to educate the patient. And over time, each client, each patient stays well longer, and their household becomes more self-reliant to keep themselves and their families healthy, just like the head of the household in ancient Rome. Now, modern medicine says, talk to your doctor. But does your doctor ever teach you anything? They just prescribe another pill, let's be honest. So now let's look at the difference. I want to show you the difference and provide you, ladies and gentlemen, with an easy way to understand the difference between mainstream medicine and naturopathy. A an easy way to compare and contrast these two systems. And I'm taking these this little list, you know, the medical view and the naturopathic view, just a short little sound bite, just a short little snippet for each one. You know, this is from the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine by Dr. Michael Murray, and he is a leading naturopath and professor from Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, where naturopaths in Washington are licensed. They have a licensed profession there. And this shows some basic distinctions between some of the key differences of modern medicine and naturopathy. So this will be fun. I'll make it easy. Okay, so starting up, first one up, the medical view. The body is a machine. Okay, that's the medical view. The body is a machine. This is what doctors, you know, learn when they go to medical school. The body is a machine. The naturopathic view is address the whole patient. Okay, so the mainstream medical view, the body is a machine. The naturopath, the doctor of naturopathy, they think address the whole patient, holistic. Okay, so moving right along. The next one, the medical view. The body and mind are separate. Wow. No. The naturopath says the body and mind are interconnected. Okay, we're going to go over in detail a couple of these, but I'll go through the list real quick here. Okay, next one. Medical view. Emphasize the elimination of disease. Get that bug. Either burn it out, cut it out, or you know, poison it out. You know, get that bug. You know, emphasize the elimination of disease. The naturopathic view is emphasize achieving good health. Big difference. Big difference. Okay, next one. Medical view is treat the symptoms. Treat symptoms. Okay, you know, get that bug. You know, you got a problem or, you know, you got a pain. Well, you know, here, I'll give you this drug to dull the pain. Okay, treat the symptoms. That's the medical view. The naturopathic view is treat underlying causes, okay? We'll go over these, like I said, a couple of these. Okay, next one, medical view, specialize. In other words, there's a specialist for just about everything, and you risk tunnel vision because each specialist only talks about his specialty. That's the medical view. They specialize. Now, the naturopathic view is take an integrated approach, okay? We look at everything, you know, body, mind, and spirit, okay? Take an integrated approach. The medical view, moving right along. Use high technology and heroic measures. Whereas the naturopathic view, focus on diet, lifestyle, and preventative measures, okay? Moving right along. The medical view, focus on objective information, how the patient's doing based on charge statistics and all these tests. Blah, blah, look at your eyes, take your blood pressure, look in the ears. The naturopathic view is focused on subjective information. In other words, how's the patient feeling? You know, what? How'd you feel yesterday? How'd you feel today? What's going on right here? That's, you know, they focus on the subjective view. Okay, moving right along. Medical view. The physician should be emotionally neutral and detached. I'll repeat that one. The medical view is the physician should be emotionally neutral and detached. Whoa. The naturopathic view is the physician's caring and empathy are critical to the healing process. Okay? Moving right along. The medical view, the physician is the all-knowing authority. Well, the naturopathic view is the physician is a partner in the healing process. Okay? Moving right along. The medical view. The physician is in control of the patient's healthcare decisions. The naturopathic view. The patient is in charge of his own healthcare decisions. Okay? Big difference there. When we talk about tyranny, hey, when you go under, you know, the patient, the physician has all rule over your body. So, oh, whoops, I removed the wrong kidney. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Well, there's nothing you can do about it now. The patient's in control of the healthcare decisions. The naturopathic view, the patient is in charge of his own healthcare decisions. Okay, so we're going to wrap up a couple of these things, and we'll look at just a few of these and break them down. First, I will look at the classical Athenian democratic view of life, which is also where the original Democratic Party principles had their basis, and, you know, that life is free to enjoy yourself and expression and creativity and the pursuit of happiness. No one should suffer. The central government will take care of everything, including the citizens' basic needs, like making water and food available to everybody. It should be available. And you as a citizen are free to run your business, produce the arts, and all to the benefit of the whole. Society is more important than you, the individual. So your creativity and your views on arts and politics and new ideas are geared to ultimately build and turn society into a utopia. This is the socialism sales pitch. This is how the socialism creeps in. You are not as important as society. You contribute to society. And what we're doing is creating a utopia. That's their big sales pitch. When you hear the far-left Democrats talk about the Green New Deal, in their eyes, they believe they will create a utopia with the Green New Deal. I kid you not. That's what they think. Okay? The modern medical view fits right into this democratic, socialistic, Athenian life view that we say, you know, treat the symptoms. The citizen comes to the doctor, says, I have a problem, and the doctor says, here's your remedy. Take this pill twice a day, and that will get rid of your problem. Then the citizen goes back to his life, enjoying and creating the arts and playing computer games, being a socialite at parties, and voicing his opinion about society and how to be, you know, what we should be doing, what we should not be doing, and get, you know, more time to create more freedoms for the ultimate goal to make a utopia, like having a robot do all your work, having the house that turns on when you come home and your dinner's cooking when you walk in the door, and, you know, get in your car and all you got to do is say Starbucks and it takes you right to Starbucks and your latte will be ready right when you pull through the window when you arrive. This is the mentality of treat your symptoms. You know, I got a problem. Give me the solution. Boom. You know, treat the symptoms. Just say what you want and it will be taken care of. This is very much like the democratic view. This is socialism disguised as the good life in a utopia. Now, in the naturopathic view of treat the underlying causes, the naturopathic doctor will help the patient understand how they got that way to begin with. How is problem, why is problem and disease exist, which bodily function are not in harmony or working, and the patient and the doctor take a hands-on approach, helping the body correct itself and getting back into balance. This basic premise is the body's out of balance, and the doctor works to assist the patient restore harmony. In actuality, the doctor does not fix anything. He helps the patient and their body fix itself and reharmonize and restore homeostasis. This is the balance that Hippocrates referred to. Okay, now let's look at another one. First, the medical view is specialized. Many mainstream doctors will not take responsibility for each patient and say insurance does not, insurance does not cover that in my practice. But I can refer you to a specialist who does that. In reality, you're lucky to have one more stop. Many times, you're seeing several experts, and how long is that going to take before you actually find a remedy? You know, days, weeks before you actually get to your treatment? No. With the naturopath, their view is an integrated approach. The naturopath will look at everything, the body, the lifestyle, the diet, the symptoms, etc., and address any imbalances in each one of these areas. And of course, then, you know, Johnny Delirious, the laboratory naturopathic doctor, will look at your hair tissue mineral analysis and will show mineral imbalances in your cell and ways to use food to correct that imbalance in your cell and bring that cell back into homeostasis. And this brings us up right to the next difference in the medical view. The body and mind are separate. That's what the doctors think. The body and mind are separate. Remember I said the medical way is to specialize? Well, if you get upset or angry and you get sick from it and get an ulcer or something, you know, the doctor may say, well, I'll just refer you to a psychiatrist. And then the psychiatrist gives you the drugs and says, well, look, you got to go over to this and get some psychotherapy. You got the drugs and take these twice a day. And now you need, counseling and everything. Well, you know, and it's not to specialize in the naturopathic view. It's not to specialize. The body and mind are interconnected. In classic Greek medicine and naturopathy, there is no separation between body, mind, and spirit. Therapy and wellness are achieved by treating the whole patient as a whole. In nearly every point, the naturopathic view is directly modeled from the wisdom of ancient Greek medicine. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and I'm going over ancient Greek medicine, today's politics, and what naturopathy really is. And, you know, it used to be practiced for many, many years, you know, through the Renaissance. I mean, the Renaissance was big on Greek medicine, and, of course, that's where naturopathy was developed out of. But what happened, you know? Why, you know, our founding fathers, you know, they used all the Greek and Roman thought and used a lot of the healings. Well, you know, after you know, this holistic orientation and traditional holistic healing wisdom of ancient Greece were also, you know, they were gradually abandoned, you know, today becoming a more analytical and rudimentary methods of modern science. In short, you know, our, you know, industrial revolution and everything, you know, man became enamored by newly discovered science and invention of machines and what would relieve the workload. But after the Second World War, this harmonization with nature began to really slip away. American doctors became out of touch with the natural order of life. Okay? This is why modern man has become increasingly estranged from nature. In many ways, modern technology threatens to overwhelm and dehumanize us. A global environmental crisis with all the chemicals in the air, food, water, including the exhaust trails in the sky from airplanes, threatens to annihilate and permanently change our very existence on this planet. And we also, you know, it also poses unprecedented challenges for the health of the individual. Many people around the world and in Western society are wanting to be reconnected with nature and the universe and are desperately wanting to avoid toxins and searching for something natural to heal their ills. Far from being irrelevant, an obsolete relic of the past, ancient Greek medicine, and in its modern form, naturopathy is needed now more than ever. More and more, many in our society are wanting mainstream, you know, or not wanting mainstream medical treatment. It's expensive, insurance is a hassle, and the side effects of the modern drug treatment are harmful. Many times the cure of these drugs are more damaging than the disease itself. And in the long-term results, some of them are permanent, okay? Like me, if they've taken my liver, that would have been a permanent change. And I'm glad I refused it. I got my own liver today. In an attempt to be more natural and holistic, it is highly ironic that Western man has increasingly turning to the Orient in recent years, you know, with yoga and teas and Ayurvedic medicine and Western civilization. It has at its very roots a fine, outstanding holistic system of its own. The basic ideas and philosophies and archetype that underline Greek medicine are not foreign but indigenous to Western civilization and culture, and so reviving Greek medicine by embracing naturopathy as a holistic healing system can have a profound healing and regenerative effect on Western society itself and create a renewed appreciation and respect for and our relationship with nature. Okay? Greek medicine and naturopathy offers a wealth of healing remedies, treatments, therapy to heal the body, mind, and spirit. Similarities of naturopathy and Greek medicine are so close, it encompasses much of the Indian.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.